Weather challenges all over. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, farmers all across Tennessee are hoping this first full day of summer is not indicative of the weather for the rest of the season. The hot and dry conditions are already showing significant signs of stress on our crops and not much relief in sight. And you'll recall the mild winter we had, and for some fruit growers, then a late killing frost in the spring. And that same scenario has devastated the fruit crop in northern Michigan.
Yeah, on our farm, we would normally produce somewhere between 4 to 5 million pounds of cherries. This year, we'll be lucky to produce 40,000 pounds of cherries. It's very bleak.
That's former American Farm Bureau Young Farmer and Rancher Chairman Ben LaCrosse. He and his father have a large cherry operation in northern Michigan, and this time of year, they'd normally be getting ready for harvest, but not this year, and not for the first time since 1945.
You know, during the heat wave in mid-March, we looked at our degree days, and we were where southern Tennessee should be for that time of the year, and we just, you know, couldn't comprehend it, but we knew that Mother Nature was going to regulate herself. We were going to see cooler temperatures, and in fact, our March was warmer on the aggregate than our April was. And so we had a really cool April, and it was just, you know, not fun to be a farmer. And we spent a lot of late nights and early mornings getting up and turning frost fans on, trying to protect our crops as best we could. But I said it to one guy, I think only God was going to save this crop. And unfortunately, it wasn't in his plan for this year.
And much of the fruit crop was lost in northern Michigan. Ben LaCrosse recently participated in a Farm Bill press conference in Washington about the importance of crop insurance. And though this year's crop is gone, they're already working towards next year.
You know, we're optimistic, and that's life.
American farmers and their challenges with the weather. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.